Good evening, everyone. Good evening to the people on the Zoom land. So, it is such a privilege to preach the Word of God. So, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13 to 18. All the Bible verses I will be reading tonight are from the King James Version. So 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13 to 18. Verse 13 says, "But I would not have you to ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye serve not, even as the others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so then also which sleep in Jesus will God bring them with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore comfort one another with these words." May God bless the reading of his word. Let's ask the Lord for help. Father, we thank you again. We thank you. We have this opportunity to come to study your word. So, Father, we thank you that you give us the Bible, and you also give us the Holy Spirit to teach us. So, Father, we pray that through your Holy Spirit, you will teach us and lead us, guide us, help us today, tonight. thank you, Father, as we commit this meeting into your hands. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
So, let me share my screen with you. Got a little problem here. So the rapture, our blessed hope. Brothers and sisters, as we look around the world today, we see confusion, unrest, and fear. The nations are in turmoil, hearts are failing for fear, and the people are asking, what's next? But for the child of God, there is no need to despair. Because our future is not in the hands of politicians or armies or economies. Our future is in the hands of the risen Lord Jesus Christ. And this same Lord Jesus Christ has made us a glorious promise. He is coming again. Personally, visible, and powerful, to take his people home. This blessed event is what we call the rapture of the church. The word rapture itself comes from the Latin word rapturo, meaning cut up. So draw from 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 17, which we just read. Then we which are alive and remain shall be cut up. It is the divine moment when all believers, both living and dead, will be instantly transformed and taken up to meet the Lord in the air. So this evening, I want to speak to you on this great subject, the rapture of blessed hope. So it is not a myth, not a theory, not a wishful thinking. It is the next great event on God's prophetic calendar. So 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13 and 14, the promise of the rapture. So 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13, but I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, then also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. So the Apostle Paul, inspired by the Holy Spirit, begins by saying, I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren. He wanted believers to have knowledge, to have comfort, not confusion. You see, the Thessalonian Christians were troubled because some of their loved ones had died. So they wonder, would they miss the Lord's return? Would they be left out of the resurrection? The Apostle Paul, inspired by the Holy Spirit, assures them and us that those who have died in Christ are not lost, and they will not be left behind. He, inspired by the Holy Spirit, writes, if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, then also which sleep in Jesus may God bring with him. So that is the foundation of our hope, the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. If you believe that Jesus died and rose again, then you can be sure that he has conquered death for every believer. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is a guarantee our resurrection. Let me say this plainly. Because he died, we are forgiven. Because he rose, we shall rose. Because he lives, we have hope beyond the grave. So when we stand at the grave of our loved one who knew Christ, we do not sorrow as others who have no hope. Our tears may fall, but our hearts still sing, because we know we will meet again. This is the promise of the rapture. So let's move to verse 15. So first it says Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 15 to 17. First Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 15 to 17, the process of the rapture. So first Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 15. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself should descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of archangels, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. So now the Apostle Paul, inspired by the Holy Spirit, explains how this great event will unfold. He, inspired by the Holy Spirit, says, "For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout." Notice those words, the Lord himself, not a representative, not an angel, not a prophet. The Lord Jesus Christ himself will come. The same Jesus who was born in Bethlehem, who walked the shores of Galilee, who was crucified on Calvary, who rose from the grave, who ascended into heaven. So this same Jesus will one day step out of glory and call his church home. Let's look carefully at the order of events the Apostle Paul, inspired by the Holy Spirit, gives us. Number one, the shout. So the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout. What kind of shout will this be? It will not be a cry of distress, but a command of authority. The same voice said, "Lazarus, come forth," will one day shout, "Come, church, come up." And when the voice sounds, every child of God, living or dead, will respond. That shout will break through the clouds, through the atmosphere, the earth itself, and the saints will rise. The voice of the archangel. Then the Apostle Paul, inspired by the Holy Spirit, says it will be with the voice of the archangel. The archangel, perhaps Michael, will echo the king's command, heaven's announcement that the bridegroom has come for his bride. Every angel in heaven will stand in attention as the redeemed of all ages are gathered for the greatest event in history. Number three, the trump of God. And there is the trump of God. Throughout the Bible, the trumpet is a single, a call together to move or to prepare for victory. When the trumpet of God sounds, it will be the final call for the church. No more time for delay. No more time for decision, only departure. In the twinkling of an eye, the redeemed will be gone. Gone. Number four, the dead in Christ shall rise first. What a moment that will be. Cemetery will become a place of victory. The graves will open, and those who died believing in Christ will rise in glorified bodies. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 52 and 53. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 52 and 53. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. There will be no sickness, no aging, no death, just perfect eternal life in the likeness of our risen Lord. Number five. Then we which are alive and they remain. Now comes to the turn of the living saints. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds. Those who are alive at that moment will be instantly transformed. No funeral, no grief, no sting of death. One moment on earth, the next moment in glory. Can you imagine it? Driving on the highway, and then in a split second, you're gone. Walking at your desk, and then in a flash, you're standing before the Lord Jesus Christ. One heartbeat here, the next heartbeat in heaven. And the Apostle Paul, inspired by the Holy Spirit, us to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. What a meeting that will be. Reunited with loved ones, rejoicing with saints of all ages, and most of all, seeing our Lord and the Savior, Jesus Christ, face to face, forever with the Lord, never again to part. Let's move to verse 18, the same chapter. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 18. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 18. So, the purpose of the rapture. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 18. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Why did God give us this revelation? To comfort, not to confuse. To encourage, not to frighten. When the world grows darker, when evil abounds, when death takes those we love, we lift our eyes and then remember This world is not our home. So the rapture reminds us that our hope is heavenly, not earthly. It gives comfort to the grieving. It gives courage to the weary. And it gives motivation to the faithful. Jesus is coming soon. Therefore, let us live as those who are ready to meet him. Living in the light of the rapture. Number one, be ready. Matthew chapter 24, verse 44. Matthew chapter 24, verse 44. The rapture could happen at any moment, morning, noon, or night. Matthew chapter 24, verse 44 says, therefore, be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. So there will be no warning, no countdown. Be sure your heart is right with God. Number two, be watching. Titus chapter 2, verse 13. Titus chapter 2, verse 13. Looking for the blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Do not let the cares of this world distract you from watching for his appearing. Number three, be walking. Luke chapter 19, verse 13. Occupy till I come. Serve the Lord faithfully until the trumpet sounds. Win souls, encourage the saints, build his church, for our time is short. So in Jewish tradition, when a young man was engaged, he would leave his bride and go to prepare a place for her, often an addition to his father's house. So when everything was ready, his father would say, son, go get your bride. At that moment, the groom would gather his friends, take a torch, and go through the streets with a shout and a trumpet, call for his beloved to come. And that she, who had been waiting in readiness, would rise and go with him to the marriage feast. Brothers and sisters, that is a picture of what the Lord Jesus Christ is doing for his church. John chapter 14, verse 2 and 3. John chapter 14, verse 2 and 3. In my Father's house, does the Lord Jesus saying, in my Father's house are many nations. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye might be also. The bridegroom is coming soon. Are you ready? Are you ready for the rapture? One day soon, perhaps today, the trumpet will sound. Millions will vanish from the earth in an instant. The world will be thrown into chaos, and those who are left behind will face a time of great tribulation. But friend, you don't have to be left behind. You can be among those who are caught up to meet the Lord in the air if you belong to Jesus Christ. Acts chapter 16, verse 31. Acts chapter 16, verse 31. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. You don't need a religion, you need redemption. You don't need membership, you need a savior. If you hear his voice today, harden not your heart. Repent your sins. Believe in his death and the resurrection, and receive him as your Lord and the Savior. Then you can say with confidence, "Even so, come, Lord Jesus." The rapture is more than our doctrine. It is our destiny. It is not a tale. It is truth. It is not to be debated. It is to be desired. When the Lord descends, when the trumpet sounds, when the saints rise, all pain, sorrow, and death will be over. And we shall sing our King in his glory. Until that moment, let us live every day with heaven in our hearts and Christ on our minds. Let us comfort one another with these words, "So shall we ever be with the Lord." Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Messiah, HW 56, Part 3. Aria, the trumpet shall sound, stands as one of the most majestic moments in Handel's Messiah, uniting extraordinary musical brilliance with profound spiritual truth. This aria sets the biblical proclamation of 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 52b. And 53, declaring the victory over death and the promise of resurrection. It is not merely a beautiful music moment, it is a triumphant announcement of our blessed hope. The trumpet here is not an ornament or background color. It is the theological and the musical heart of the aria. Again and again, it answers and mirrors the voice of the singer, almost as if heaven itself is speaking back to humanity. This sacred music dialogue enforce a powerful truth. To call the call to resurrection does not rise from the earth, it descends from God. The trumpet's steady, confident pause leaves no room for doubt or hesitation. It does not speculate, it proclaims, the trumpet shall sound. Throughout Scripture, the trumpet announces God's decisive acts, revelation, judgment, victory, and the gathering of his people. Handel captures this biblical symbolism perfectly. This is not a trumpet of warning, but of celebration, declaring triumph over death and corruption. And yet, as glorious as this earthly trumpet is, it is only a foretaste. The trumpet there will sound at the rapture will be far greater, more powerful, more radiant, more glorious than any human ears can have ever known. Handel allows us to glimpse that coming moment, to taste the joy of a future glory that is still ahead. So let me adjust my cell phone.
Smartphone connected.
So for now, we listen not in fear, but in joy. We rejoice in the brilliance, the confidence, and the golden sound that rings through this aria. It reminds us that hope has a voice, and that voice resounds like a trumpet, announcing life, victory, and the unshakable promise that we shall be changed, and that hope sends through our trumpet.
Oh, raised, and he shall be changed.
Oh,
Father, we thank you for this blessed hope, the soon return of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Thank you for the assurance that death is not the end, but the doorway to glory. Strengthen our hearts, Father, that we may live in readiness and holiness. Stir us to win the lost while there is still time. Comfort those who grieve, renew those who wait, and awaken those who slumber. May we be found faithful when the trumpet sounds. Father, bless us all, and take each of us home safely as we commit ourselves and everything into your hands. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, everyone. The Lord bless you.